When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So I got a message from Mark. Hey, Ben and Kelly. This is a little embarrassing, so here it goes.
All right, we're ready.
Basically, I've been casual friends with a guy getting married in September. We even went in together on a side hustle.
All right.
Here's the problem. Weeks ago, my friend's fiance asked me for my mailing address, so I naturally assumed I was being invited to the wedding.
Okay.
Well, it never came. So now, I don't know what to do, and I'm wondering if maybe they cut down the number of guests, or maybe it was an oversight, or maybe it got lost in the mail. It feels really weird to just come right out and ask if I'm invited, but what if I am, and then I don't show? So what would you do?
When did he say the wedding was?
Getting married in September.
September.
Yeah.
So coming up.
Yep.
I mean, ask your friend.
I know, but then what if he's not invited? And then you're putting your friend in the awkward position to say, no, sorry.
Yeah, that is kind of an awkward position. And I mean, you know, who knows? Maybe you just kind of reach out and say, hey, your fiance asked me for my mailing address. What was that for?
Yes, I think that's
what are you sending me?
The angle we take.
What? Yeah. What's on the way? Right. Is it a wedding invite?
Because you haven't gotten anything in the mail and you were just kind of wondering.
Yeah, maybe that's all you got to do.
I think that's the angle you take. I don't think you come up and say, hey, am I invited to your wedding? I think you come out with the, hey, your fiance asked me for my address. I haven't got anything in the mail. Do you know what that's about?
Listen. Everyone on Facebook that telling this guy just to man up, you need to take it back a notch.
Yeah, he's trying.
It might be in your purse.
His friend, he doesn't want to put his buddy in an awkward position if he is indeed not invited.
Right. It might be in your man purse. Why don't you look there? Yeah. A ton of people are just saying, "Look, dude, just ask." Others are saying, "Just show up."
I don't know if we do that. I don't know if we do that, because then you could be like, you know, a wedding crasher. And then that's awkward.
Yeah, I guess. So really, I think the easiest way to do it is just say, hey, your fiance asked me a couple weeks ago about my mailing address. I haven't received anything. I didn't know even what it was for. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what you say.
Yeah.
I mean, like that.
All right. So Mark, good luck. But here, this is what I want to spin this into is let me hear your wedding crashing stories.
I got one.
Okay.
I wasn't the crasher, but I was asked for someone called who is like, we're not friends or family and they wanted to come to my wedding.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Was it?
Then they ended up in my wedding video eating my chocolate fountain.
Are you serious? So was that something that you noticed then afterward when you were watching the video?
Yes. Well, and again, so this is kind of like a person that works for one of the clients that advertises on the radio station. They were like, hey, I just want to like, can I come to the wedding? And I didn't know what to say. You know, I felt like I couldn't say no.
Oh, so you invited them?
I said they could come.
Okay,
I wouldn't call that an invitation.
So they didn't crash, though.
I granted permission because I didn't know how to say no. I totally had
a wedding crasher at my wedding. I mean, I invited them, but
well,
listen, I mean.
No, I didn't invite. No. You can't say I invited them because just like Mark was trying to avoid putting his friend in the position of being asked to come to his wedding if he wasn't invited. And I was put in the position where I was asked by a person I did not invite and was not planning on inviting.
But you let
I didn't really know them.
But you said yes.
I said yes because I can't say no. I'm really
bad at saying
no.
That is bold.
It is extremely bold. I was like, what? Okay.
That's a bold move.
That's how I said it.
But seriously, okay. Though, you know, I mean, Kelly, like you're a thing. So
that's probably why I was put in that position.
People,
it was like kind of advertised it was happening.
Yeah, and people were like, hey, I want to be a part of this.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, someone who had a loose connection to the radio station was like, well.
She was living her best life. Eating the chocolate fountain. I did get to sample.
Did I
did not get to have the chocolate fountain at my
wedding. I went to your wedding. Would I have seen her? Was it a woman?
It was a woman.
Oh. Did she come alone?
Yes, I think she did.
Oh my gosh, that's even more bold.
Again, she's a really nice person. I just, you know, it wasn't, we didn't have the kind of relationship to where I would have invited her to my wedding. I'll say that.
I mean, but she didn't cause a huge commotion, right?
No, no.
Yeah, no, so just, no harm, no foul,
came,
right?
She came, ate the food, had some snacks, did some dancing. I think had a great time. So it was a pretty good party.
I can't remember. Did you have like a sit-down dinner?
Yeah, it was a buffet. So everybody came in and we let everybody like eat before we got there.
So
I hate going to weddings where you're like sitting around waiting for the wedding party to arrive and you're starving. It's like 9 o'clock before you eat. We're like, no, everyone's going to eat before we get there and then we'll go through the line. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's good food too.
So I couldn't remember if it was a thing where she had to steal a plate from somebody because, you know, you didn't her into the whole thing, you know?
No, and we didn't have a seating chart or anything like that. It was just kind of like, you know, fit in where you fit in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right.
Yeah. So I'm sure she was the type of person just like very friendly. So I'm sure she made many friends and found a place to you know, hang out.
All right. Hey, bold. Love it.
Didn't you catch the garter at my wedding?
I
feel like you did.
I caught something I wasn't supposed to, I think.
Yeah, that was a garter.
Was that
pretty
the garter?
Sure you caught that. Because you weren't supposed to be out there. It was for single guys.
By the way, do you want it back?
Do you even know where it is?
My wife keeps asking me when I'm going to give that back to you. So I kid. All right. Hey, I want to hear your wedding crash story. All right. 502-571-9970. By the way, we've got one from a listener that I'll just kind of tease you, and it involves a conga line. All right.
Okay.
All right. So that's coming up. Any good wedding crash stories? And the only reason we bring this up is because Mark, he's worried he might accidentally crash his friend's wedding because he's not sure if he's actually invited. We're like, dude, just ask.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the simplest way to do it. Like, you know, hey, your fiance reached out, wanted my address. Do you know what that was for?
Right. Got a message from a listener, not mine, but a friend of mine got married in a public place. And one of their larger family photos had a stranger in it.
Oh my gosh, they ended up in the family pictures.
How crazy would that be? Oh my God. You're flipping through going, hey, wait a minute. Who is that? Who is that?
That's fantastic.
And then you ask your parents, I don't know. You ask your friends, I don't know. I don't know.
You know what? Come to think of it, like my wedding crasher, I think signed the picture because we had a framed picture of our engagement picture and had everybody sign, you know, the matting around it. Mm-hmm. And I think she signed it too. I think that was on the video as well.
Oh, that's great.
I think it's fantastic.
That's great.
I love it. I'm like, at first I thought it was weird, you know, when she initially asked, and then now looking back, I love it. I think it's fantastic.
It's a story.
She's
that's for
her best
sure.
Life.
That's for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another one, not super exciting, but I went to a wedding at a yacht club. And some dudes who had been at another one of the club's bars decided that they were going to crash the wedding reception.
Why not?
Then the father walked over to them and pretty much just said, I'm going to have to ask you guys to leave. And escort
so
them
Dad
out of the
knew
tent.
They didn't belong. Like, yeah. I don't know those people. I know everybody in here. I know.
What?
People,
Hawkeyes right there. Hawkeyes. Yes. Yes, exactly. He's like, I'm paying for it. You guys are out.
Yep. I tell you, if you've got an open bar at your reception, that's you got to be on alert because if word gets out.
At my reception, I did have an open bar, but we bought all the alcohol. So once it was gone, it was gone.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't like it was an open, unlimited bar. So I think
we had a time limit.
We brought all the alcohol in ourselves. So
okay.
Another one. We had two dudes from the Netherlands crash our wedding.
Wow, international crashers.
One of my bridesmen found them during our second line. I don't know what that means. But during our second line, and asked me if they could come to the reception, and I said, why not? They were super sweet and apparently cried during our first dance.
That's adorable.
Everyone thought we knew them, but we really had no idea who
That's
they were.
So great.
Great.
I love it.
And what?
I love that they got emotional. They got caught up in the moment.
Oh gosh.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Oh, I can't believe how long we've known them for 10 minutes.
You guys are going to be together forever.
And then the Congo line one. message. I went to a wedding at a venue that had a couple other weddings going on at the same time. Mm-hmm. At one point during the dancing, a bride, bridal party, and some guests from one of the other weddings all came into the wedding I was at and did a conga line through the room.
Oh, wow.
The bride at our wedding was super sweet and a good sport about it, but I thought it was cringe. Man, like, that is bold, though.
That's real bold.
To just be like, hey, I'm bringing my party to yours.
Uh-huh. Oh, dang.
We're getting married at the same time. I guess
that's... Why not?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, anyways, good stuff
that's
there.
That's crazy.
I know. I like the Netherlands one, though. That was
that's
great.
That's great. And the fact they cried watching the first dance.
Fantastic.
All right. If you're going to show up at my wedding, I need you to be emotionally invested, too.
Yes, exactly.
Not just eating my food and drinking my drinks.
Exactly.
Yeah.